is gross.
Oh, this is gross. It's so gross.
Oh my God, that's gross. Like, this is totally gross.
No, no, this is Jordan Gross.
Oh, Jordan Gross.
Oh, bless his heart. Jordan's not gross.
This is gross.
Hola, welcome to This is Gross with Jordan Gross, episode number 2. For this episode, I want to do somebody on defense. So I went with John Beeson, all-pro, Pro Bowl linebacker. I went to his house, and I thought I was lost for a little while because he lives way out of town, but sat at his dinner table and set up my gear and just hit record and recorded this conversation with him, and it was awesome to spend a little bit of time with him, just he and I visiting and catching up, and I really enjoyed it. So thanks for listening, and tell your friends. This is Gross with Jordan Gross, starring John Beeson. We're in studio.
In studio.
Here it is. And we are
recording. Beeson's residence.
And we are recording.
There we go.
Well, welcome to the show.
Thanks, man. You know, I would love to be first.
I know.
You know, but it's all good. You know, Steve is like, that's like your old college buddy. You guys been playing for forever, it seems like.
Well, I had
so
to
I get it.
Yeah.
Second's cool.
Well, I had to get him on before he or I were either retired or released, because that's as old as we are. That's probably going to happen soon. Right?
Exactly, man. It's unfortunate, man. We were just talking about this. It's crazy getting old.
Yes.
You know, you're a young guy. You're playing at a high level, and you're watching the business part of it. You're seeing your buddies cut, and you know, all of a sudden, you know, you're in your seventh year. You've been hurt. You know, Achilles injury, the knee injury. It's been 2 years since I've been able to stay on the field. And now all of a sudden, you know, you look at Pro Football Talk or whatever it is. Hey, you know, Beeson's a good guy to chop when we need some free agent or
well,
some cap room. It's crazy.
Let me stop you right there because you are definitely not old. And before you.
Right. I don't think I'm old.
I'm not old either. You know, I mean, it's funny because you'll tell people, like, man, I'm getting old. And they'll say, how old are you? And I'll say, I'll be 33 this season.
Right.
And they're like,
whoa.
You're a young man.
Right,
you know?
Right.
And I'm like, well, yeah, in life, hopefully,
right.
I'm not like
right. But football,
old.
Football's like doggy years, you know?
Yeah, exactly. But so. I was going to tell you, man, I am so fired up to have you back this year because if for no other reason, but I am just sick and tired of doing the breakdowns on the field.
Let me get
before
the game. Yeah, it's like this is your 100th game in a row. What are you going to say different before
yeah.
this game? Or why is this game more important than the last game? And,
yeah.
and everyone's looking at, okay, Gross.
Here we go. And you know they're going to make fun of me no matter what I say because everybody's just a bunch of jerks because I tease them.
Right,
nonstop.
Right.
You're good. You did one your rookie year because when we had Fox as the head coach, he used the
Cowboy game.
Yeah, he used to ask guys to do a talk Saturday before the game.
Yep.
And no one did the talk. And I was like, well, what's going on here? You know, because like back in the day, like Mike Minner would do it and Rucker. And
yeah,
like
you just go right down the list, all your leaders, your captains.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So nobody did it. And then it came time for the game, and Fox said, I asked John Beeson to speak, and he asked to do it now. And I was like, well, that's sweet. And you were a rookie, right?
I was a rookie.
Yeah.
Hey, look, I'm getting goosebumps right now thinking about it. I remember, you know, when you're a young guy, some young guys, they're not, you know, they don't really pay attention to the little things. And with me, I was like, wow, you know, look at Coach, he's asking all these old guys to speak, you know? And then I started playing, and I was a starter, and I was the mic, and I had to do all this stuff. And I was like, man, it'd be great if Coach Fox ever asked me to do it. And then when he did, I was like, whoa, you know, I'm a rookie. Now I got to sit here and talk to him. We were a very veteran team at the time. And I told him, I said, if he ever asked me, man, I don't want to do it, you know, on Friday and get everybody hyped. Because I remember I used to get kind of hyped
and
be, like, ready to play, and it's Friday.
Yeah, then you had to go home and just relax.
Yeah, so I was like, Coach, if you want me to do it, I'll do it. But I want to do it right before we go out. He goes, okay, cool. And then I was just
so I remember this, and I don't remember a lot of the speeches, but I remember that one. And you were talking about representing
where you're from.
And you were looking at you probably remember, but you were looking at me just because like I happen to be standing there, and you're like, where are you from? I'm from the U.
Right.
With maybe some other select words in there. And I remember thinking, like, God, am I supposed to answer? Or
right.
Is this a rhetorical question? So I almost answered, and then you went into your next line, and I was like, God, thank God I didn't answer. I looked like a real idiot.
Yeah, man. I was just gassed, man. It was like you start to realize that, you know, the great players like yourself, like it's not about, you know, all the byproducts. You play because you love the game. Yeah. And you want to be a champ. You want to go out and play at a high level, help your teammates win. And it's about winning championships and being consistent at that. All the other stuff that it doesn't matter, you know, the great ones aren't into.
Yeah.
And when you get into the league, it's the first time ever where you see the business side of it. And you see those, you know, certain guys who are not really like, you know, it doesn't bother them. Like, it's like, oh, we lost the game. And then everyone's like, you know, it's work, beast. And I'm just like, nah, I don't ever want to be like that. You want to play like it's all out. I was like, if I ever got a chance, man, I'm going to tell guys how I feel about the game. And,
you know,
finding that added motivation, whether it's you know, your kids and Teddy and, you know, or your parents or whatever it is, man, just find that, you know, whatever that desire is you can hold on to, because, you know, it's a brawl in there. It's real.
And you set that tone early on. I remember one of the first times I ever heard you talk to the team. Besides that, you said that you were here to win a Super Bowl.
Yep.
And I always appreciated that, because I think a lot of guys come in and they miss that point.
Their
goals set that, like, the champion is the number one goal. And
that's
then if
it.
You want to make the Pro Bowl, or you want to make money, or you want to play for 10 years or whatever it is, that all comes secondary, because that's what you'll be remembered for. And that's, you know, now that I'm in my 11th year, it's like I tasted the Super Bowl my rookie year.
So close.
And then 2 years later in the NFC Championship game, and haven't been close since. So it's precious, man. And
right.
I think we're a much better team with you out there. And I wanted to ask you about rehab, because I've been through a leg break, and I've had like 5 or 6 surgeries.
Big time, boy. Big time injuries. Yeah.
But not multiple back to back.
Yeah.
And so I know, like, just rehabbing one injury to get back on the field is like such a grind, because you have to rehab to, like, make your knee or your Achilles or your whatever strong, but then you have to rehab above that to be able to play professional football.
Right. So it's not even like, that's what people think. Oh yeah, you're healthy, so you're gonna be good. But they don't understand that what it takes to be who you are. So it's like you go through the rehab process, and you want to. You know, first off, you got to get back healthy. So now you're here, but you're nowhere near where you need to be to play football, to be, you know, the Jordan Grosses of the world. You're just not that guy. So, you know, you spend all this time rehabbing. I'm like, man, I would love to get healthy so I can start training, you know. And that's what Thomas Davis was just talking about. This is the first time in 3 years he has the ability to get better, you know, to go into an offseason healthy and to lift and to run and do all that stuff that he hasn't been able to do the last 3 years. And you still see what he was able to produce on the field, which is crazy. It's mind-boggling.
Well, plus he's got that bad, skinny
body. For everybody listening, you know, Thomas Davis is probably one of the most athletic, most explosive people you'll ever be around. But when you look at him, you just say,
Yeah.
You got that poo-poo diaper baby body.
His calf's sore right now.
Yeah.
And we were in the training room just this morning, and D'Angelo said, man, you don't have a calf muscle. You must have pulled your ankle.
Right? He killed him.
Oh, yeah.
Meanwhile, you know, he'll go in the basketball gym.
I know.
And I remember this like yesterday. We were at Chris Hope's celebrity basketball games for his charity or whatever down in Rock Hill, I believe. And I got out there, and I was doing a layup line, and I was like, it felt so foreign to me. I hadn't played basketball in forever. So I was like, yeah, I'm going to go on the sideline, wave a towel, cheerlead, that's it. I'm not going to step foot on a basketball court, because it's all about football. If I'm going to get injured or something go down, I wanted to be on the football field. So we get out there. There's a steal. And Thomas Davis gets this pass, you know, right on the top of the foul line. And I'm like, don't do it. You know, so a guy's there. And the guy moves out of the way, thank God. And he just pops. He jumps up and just pumps behind his head with two hands. Behind his head. Boom, and just dunks the basketball. You know, he's off the ACL. I'm like, oh, everyone went crazy in the gym. So I run on the court, and I grab him, you know,
tap
him like, oh, no, you know, we're subbing right now. Get somebody in.
Yeah.
Hey, but it was just I was blown away by how, I mean, just right from the dotted line where, you know, you take a charge.
Yep.
Behind the head, boom, like it was nothing. I was like, wow.
Well, that's a perfect story for him, too, because that's the other thing I say. He's come back fearless from every injury.
Yeah.
I think that's something that you have to get out of your mind, man.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be worried about it happening. To have it happen once and then twice and then a third time and then come back.
Right.
It's, like, ridiculous the amount of mental toughness he has. So I always try to set the scene, because the reason that I like doing this with my mobile setup is so I can come to you. So we're here in your beautiful house in South Charlotte.
And I'm looking around, and there's, you know, it looks very, very well decorated. Now, I can't guess. I can only guess that you did not go out and get these napkin holders that my laptop's sitting next to,
right,
or the beautiful decor on the mantle over there.
Right.
Is that right?
Well, those two things, actually, I got to give Mama Beast props for that. She picked out, but I promise you, from the pool to every piece of furniture in here, I picked out. I went to the Mark. I heard about this thing. The Mark.
Yeah,
oh, my God. Furniture
right.
capital of the world.
You met my wife's cousin's
yeah,
aunt there that
yeah,
makes pillows and
I
blankets.
Sure did. And I wanted to get a sweet one, man, for the bed. She had some amazing, amazing comforter sets. It was crazy. I had never seen anything like it. But I went there, and I'll give my mom credit again. She knew the designers to go to.
Okay.
Like Benetti is one.
Wow.
Can't remember. It's like, you know, it's forever ago.
So he's just like, you're throwing out names.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
right?
yeah. So we get there, and I'm just like, I had walked the house so many times. Like, I didn't have, like, the square footage or stuff like that to see what would fit. I'm just like, I like that. I like this. I like that. Boom, boom, boom. And then we just left. And,
yeah.
then, and that was it. And then, like, you're just, everybody that comes here says the same thing. They're like, oh, you didn't decorate this. Or, you know, you hired somebody. Or what woman?
Is that my voice you're doing right
now?
No,
that's not you.
Oh, okay.
But you're
I'm one of them.
Yeah, you're one of them. But like I said, 100% of the people, no one believes
me. Well, then that's a compliment to you, because I'd say the only thing I think you put in here is the perfect push-up.
And the ab roller.
And the ab roller in your living room.
In my living room. Get bored. Commercial comes on. Oh, let me crank out a few.
The other thing is the beautiful, like, luxury kitchen over here.
Yeah.
And I know you're, like, a hardcore nutrition guy.
Right.
So do you even get any of this dirty, or do you, like, order all your food in or what?
I did. But now, you know, you kind of get smart and you get lazy, you know, and you say, okay. Well, you know, a couple guys had a good chef. Actually, I met this guy through Dan Morgan. So, tells you how long I've been knowing Glenn Lyman. And he comes over once a week, and he bangs out all my stuff for my diet. I have him, like, measure everything and weigh it out. And it's just ready to go so I can just grab it. But when I'm home, like, if I were home this off season, or when I go home in June, that's all I do is just I diet and I cook all the food myself. So, I work out, I train, and I diet, and that's just about it. I mean, there's nothing else that makes me happier in that time, especially June, July, when you have your, you know, your time to get
prime time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's just all I want to do.
Well, to illustrate your the level
it.
Of
go,
your
go,
health
go
that you
it.
Have.
I,
you
it.
Know, you normally you go over to somebody's house, which, you know, this is my first time here. Unfortunately, I have to apologize for that. But
it's all good. You're married with kids.
Yeah.
Man.
So you come in and, like, you give me some water, and then I notice that it's room temperature because that's better for your system.
It
right?
sure is, and it's easier to drink.
Right,
yeah.
You can get it quick. Then you say, and the true host that you are, you say, hey, can I make you a protein shake?
Make you a protein shake. like I, you know, I got my diet food, but like I said, you know, it's all like accounted for and weighed out.
Hey, can I get you a protein shake?
I don't have any snacks because I'm not a big snacker. So that's how I kind of how I cheat.
No,
like,
it's
I don't
good.
Ever have like a sweet tooth. I don't ever crave anything.
Yeah.
But I love to eat, but then when it's time to go, you know, it's time to get on a diet. It's time to get ready. So I was like, I said, Gross would probably appreciate a protein
well,
shake.
Well, I didn't want to put you out. I might get one on the way out this
there
door,
we go.
But,
there we go.
But there's an art form to making good protein shakes.
Yeah,
I've
no
learned
question.
It. Like,
no question.
We had Jeff Byers today in the lunchroom. I look over in his blender, lunchroom at the stadium, and his blender, he's got like spinach. And like
cauliflower, yeah.
And then blueberries,
yeah.
And then peanut butter, and then milk. And I said,
like,
Byers, what in the world are you doing? I said,
he's like, it's great.
Just eat the salad and then make a blueberry smoothie at the end. That'd be
right,
better, right?
Right.
I mean, so what's your go-to? Like, when we're done here,
right.
I would love to have one. What are you gonna make
right.
me?
So, you know, first off, you know, there's a right amount of protein for everybody. So I'm gonna look at you and probably say you're like a 50 gram guy, right? So I'm going to give you exactly 50 grams, and
wow.
You would know it. You just say, oh, Beast is making me a shake.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to give you some frozen fruit, right? And then I'll give you some BCAAs, branched-chain amino acids, and glutamine in water. And then you're going to think it's the best-tasting thing ever.
All right.
You know, but I think all the guys, they're hung on this whole juicing thing.
Yeah, they love the juice. But I like, my nutrition plan is eat a rainbow every meal.
There you
go. It's simple. It's like what they tell my son in his kindergarten class. Right. But
it works.
Yeah, like there's no bread color in rainbow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, load up the fruits and the veggies. But someday when I'm done and I don't have to keep my weight on, I'm going to be your body double. Okay, the white version of you with the 8-pack and
It's all diet, man. Learning how to eat, it's changed everything. About 2010, I met this guy named Mike Forensic, and he's 53 now. I think he's won twice, all natural, like Mr. Universe, you know, at his height. So he's like 6'1", 190. And, you know, you hear from old people all the time, and I'm going to say old, but like, you know, guys in their 50s or whatever, and they're just like, oh, yeah, you're young, you eat whatever you want.
Yeah.
You know, it's true, but your body does exactly what you tell it to do.
Right.
So in terms of your metabolism, if you give your body the right amount of food, and it's complex carbs versus regular carbs, so I had to learn that too, and protein at the same time, you can gain lean mass. So the analogy would be, you know, if you know, you're driving your car, it's got the lights on, okay? So you stop, you put $5 of gas, and you're going to go down the street. And guess what? The car's going to say, hey, man, lights on again. Right. I need more gas.
Right.
So it's the same way when you eat. When you just give it exactly what it needs, it takes that and there's nothing stored. And
there
then,
you go.
And then you eat. And then as soon as that light comes on.
You got to fuel it again.
You got to fuel it again. So eating becomes all day, you know, 9 times a day, every 2 hours.
Yeah.
But you lean out crazy. And it's amazing. But it works because you've told your body, speed up metabolism, don't store anything. And then what's left over is Mr. Jordan Gross, that's what you see.
In another 5 years or so.
Right.
Right.
But you know what, when you play O-line, you got to do that because, you know, you can't walk around 300 or some guys, you know, they get bigger, 330, 340. Yeah. It's just bad for a way of life, your health. So,
right.
You know, well, I want to do the same thing when I'm done. I want to go to like, you know, 18, ooh, 220. Just
there you go. That's good. Well, that's it, man. You made it through.
That's it, man.
That's it.
We could talk all day.
We can, but we want to make sure they'll tune in.
Exactly.
So John Beeson, expert on everything from home decoration to protein shakes.
Motivational
and everything in between, right?
And a little rehab. We hit it all.
On This Is Gross with Jordan Gross. Appreciate you, Beast. Thanks,
hey,
man.
Hey, anytime, family.
That wasn't so gross.
No, that was pretty gross.
I've heard grosser. Is it grosser or more gross?
That was gross.